Pals O' Mine. Yes, I have theme music, at least for the time being. Eric Harrison of the band Road Apple provided me a little riff to kind of get things kick-started. And I finally have an adult handheld recorder. I got a Tascam DR07MK2 that has a manual with 123 pages, of which I understand about four. So I am really thrilled that this is even getting off the ground today, but it's a start. And hopefully someone will cross my path that can help me out with this little more and show me all the bells and whistles and all the fun stuff that I can do with it to bring it to you. It has two built-in mics, which means I can record conversations now with people. When I introduce interesting folks to you, maybe on themes or just somebody has a great joke to share and they tell it really well. So speaking of fun, interesting folk, I spent almost 10 hours of standing. I didn't even sit down. I was just walking from pal to pal. It was a soup, salad, and bread party out in the country. In fact, where I recorded my first podcast. They have a little smaller than 1 acre property, and the back side of it, the border is a ditch, irrigation ditch, and behind them an orchard, hence the irrigation ditch. So my friends put in a shooting gallery of sorts down in the ditch, so you wouldn't accidentally shoot a poor critter who happened to be walking, running, or flying by. What he did was he'd spent a couple weeks after hiring somebody to help him clean his workshop out. Now, the workshop is actually this structure that can house 3 or 4 cars, and it's 2 stories high, so it was quite a job. Anyway, one of the things that he ended up tossing out was a ladder that was not really safe, old wooden ladder, and he sawed off each end and put it on its side. And on the top, you could put bottles if that's what you wanted to shoot. Or what everybody usually ended up doing was they used the targets. So he cut out pieces of cardboard that would fit in each frame that were framed by the rungs, and printed out targets and glued them on there. And each one, of course, had each person's name, so you'd know which one was yours. And so people were doing that. There was horseshoes, which I really sucked at, and croquet, which I won. Thank you very much. We had beer, wine, more beer, fabulous, fabulous food. They provided the soup and the bread, and everybody else brought side dishes, appetizers, desserts, and it was just great. And this is a crew, we were all, with the exception of 2 people, we were almost all hikers, campers, backpackers. So there is very little cleanup because we are conditioned to take out what we bring in, right? Respecting nature. So karaoke, we had live impromptu karaoke. I was going to bring my laptop because YouTube has a karaoke channel, but I forgot. So we just sang with lyrics that we thought we might know. We tried using smartphone for lyrics, but then we all were all squinting trying to read it, but it was still a blast. And I bring that up because of porches. There are literal physical porches, and then there's the symbol that porches represent. Traditionally, porches are a place for neighbors to sit for a spell and visit, you know, wave to people walking by, just kind of gossip, for the most part, about who's doing what in the neighborhood, but tell stories, enjoy a cool glass of lemonade or cold bottle of brew, and maybe in the backyard where you relax in your favorite chair, enjoy some barbecue hot off the grill, and gaze at the stars. But as I say, the porch is also symbolic. So if, like me, you're a hiker or backpacker, or simply someone who loves or maybe even needs, like me, to be outside, the porch is on a riverbank, the ocean shore, or in a meadow at the base of a mountain. The Moth hosts live storytelling in New York, which can be heard on the radio, podcast, and they have an app. It's called The Moth because founder George Dawes Green has fond memories of sharing stories on his friend's porch. There was a hole in the screen that let in moths, so they called themselves The Moths. The organization Porch Sitting Union of America, headquartered out of Plainfield, Indiana, has a motto we all aspire to: live better, work less. I know. And if you write to them and ask for a union card, they will mail it to you, no fee, no charge. I like it. It's a fun idea. Their website is porchsittingunionofamerica.org. And they have a Facebook page that they post porch photos, literal porch photos. And of course, this time of year, most of them are snow covered. But if you've got some fun porch photos and send it to them on their Facebook page, I'm sure they would post them. And I like to see them. I like to see where you're living, what you're doing. And then Bob Dylan said this about Gates. Gates appeal to me because of the negative space they allow. They can be closed, but at the same time, they allow the seasons and breezes to enter and flow. They can shut you out or shut you in. And in some ways, there's no difference. So there you go. Do you remember the news recently about that reporter who received a mammogram live on the air? So viewers heard at the same time she did that she had cancer. But triggered a memory, because I don't know, maybe it was late 80s, I guess, when Johnny Cash was visiting his good friend Waylon Jennings in the hospital, who had had triple bypass surgery. Well, after a long discussion with Jennings' doctor, Cash agreed to be tested, and it was revealed that he also required surgery, double bypass surgery, in fact. So I'm hoping the news reporter's experience motivated her friends and family to follow suit as well, and that anybody who knows anyone with not the best test results inspires them to get checked regularly. I know a lot of people do not have annual physicals. They don't do that. And I also hear tale that at a certain age, you have to have chest x-rays as part of your physical. And that's how my father found out that he had to have heart surgery. He didn't have any symptoms, but suddenly it showed up and he had a 5 bypass surgery. And you know what? He's right back playing tennis and golf again. So don't be afraid, okay? Just check it out. Nip it in the bud if you can. So speaking of healing, getting better, according to Dr. Joe Dispenza, 2 hours of nature sounds a day significantly reduces stress hormones up to 800% and activates 500 to 600 DNA segments known to be responsible for healing and repairing the body. So I have 1 CD of nature sounds. It's Babbling Brooks throughout the day. So you can hear birds in the morning and the evening. But I was looking online for internet radio stations that play nature sounds only. No music, just nature sounds. And I found 2. One had like 3 minutes of it. And that was it. So if you can find one, let me know. That would be awesome. I know you can get white noise machines like for your alarms, but I want to have one like an MP3, you know, file that I can take with me and my player and my phone, what have you. So, I just love that idea of just having nature, especially in your car. Traffic, stress, you're going somewhere you really don't want to be, or maybe you left somebody you can't shake out off. Let's do that for each other. Let's all find resources. Okay. There's a website that I love. It is so freaking cool. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but if not, you have to check it out. It's called thisiscolossal.com, and it is pages and pages of jaw-dropping artistic creations. I mean, used constantly, just like, oh my God, how did they think of that? Where did that come from? God, I just absolutely love it. Again, this is colossal.com. If you get lost, give me a call, send me a text, I'll pull you out of there. Got another dollar bill with something stamped on it. This time it was stamp money out of politics. And I looked it up, and apparently it's from the Stamp Stampede, started by Ben Cohen, founder of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream. And it's a petition on steroids, quote unquote, against the corrupting influence of money in our political system. The catalyst for it was the Supreme Court ruling in 2010 in Citizens United versus FEC that corporations and special interests can spend unlimited amounts of money independently, quote unquote, of candidates in elections. The goal of the stamp stampede is to spread awareness about that ruling's dangers. So there you go. If you happen to see that stamped on your dollar bill. I wanted to bring up a FYI to you. If you know somebody with Alzheimer's and you have to take them to a memory care facility, you can have them either residential or daycare use. And the news recently, in a neighboring community, this gentleman walked out of a memory care facility, got hit by a car, and died. Very sad. A woman that I went to high school with, her mother was in a daycare aspect of a memory care facility, and she also walked out. Fortunately, a good Samaritan saw her and realized something was wrong because her pants were on inside out and she looked dazed and confused, and she made a point of pulling the car over and asking her if she was okay, and so she's safe now. But what my friend discovered is that she didn't ask the facility if they have secured egress. They claim that she didn't tell them, but she says, I gave you a document that says her condition. So daycare versus residential, ask that what they think is your doctor, actually ask them, which is appropriate, and ask them if there is secured egress if your loved one has a tendency to take off. Okay, that's my PSA for the day. Eggs and refrigeration. I read a really interesting article. What was interesting to me, because we have in our country, in America, we refrigerate our eggs, and most of the world, rest of the world, Europe, does not. So there are two ways salmonella can get at an egg. Okay, first, the surface of the shell becomes contaminated when the egg has been laid and it comes into contact with feces containing salmonella. Second, it's spread on the inside if the egg develops in the reproductive tract of a salmonella infected hen. Okay? So in America, we store eggs in the fridge to extend shelf life or to lower the risk of bacterial contamination. However, the process that we wash the eggs in are so intense, it may actually make the eggs more susceptible to contamination. Because when an egg is laid, it's coated in a layer of liquid, which quickly dries and is incredibly effective at protecting the egg from contamination. But because of this country's intense cleansing, it just strips it right off. That natural layer of liquid is what the European egg marketing regulations describe as an effective barrier to bacterial ingress with an array of antimicrobial properties. So in the UK now, all hens must be immunized against salmonella. And since they enacted that law, reported cases from 97 to 2009 have dropped from 14,771 to 581. In our country, the FDA data indicates there are close to 150,000 illnesses reported every year due to eggs contaminated by salmonella. So, I'm going to be looking at farm fresh eggs at the farmers markets and asking if they immunize their hens. Okay, big subject change. This is from Big Hair Editors. You've probably seen the TV trailers and the promotions for the Anchorman sequel that's going to be premiering this Christmas. Well, apparently, Ron Burgundy is going to be a dad. I know. So Big Hair Editors offered their top five excuses for Ron Burgundy not changing diapers. Five, I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany. I can't risk contaminating my delicious-smelling books with the stench of that baby's Lincoln Logs. Four, ooh, it's the deep burn. Oh, it's so deep. Oh, I can barely lift my right arm because I did so many curls. I don't know if you heard me counting. I did over 1,000. Phew. No way do I have the strength to change a diaper after that. Three. The baby cries because his diaper is full. You know I don't speak Spanish. Two. As explained to new colleague Veronica Corningstone. Veronica. Mr. Burgundy, you are acting like a baby. Ron, I'm not a baby. I'm a man. I'm an anchor man. Veronica, you are not a man. You are a big, fat joke. Ron, I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am. You're just a woman with a small brain. With the brain a third the size of us. It's science. That's why you change the diapers and we, Veronica, wear them, Ron. Exactly. One. I immediately regret this decision after finally agreeing to change a particularly nasty diaper. Speaking of Ron Burgundy, Funny or Die has a contest called How Long Can You Touch Ron? And it's an endurance test to win a 2014 Dodge Durango. So check it out at funnyordie.com/dodge. And here's a food for thought item from G.D. Falkson. You're a ghost driving a meat-coated skeleton made from stardust. What do you have to be scared of? And this from Norm MacDonald. I went out with a girl I met on farmers.com, and it worked out badly. She left me a John Deere letter. Ba-dum-ba. So, do something different this week. Before you turn in for the evening, say, this was a day well spent.